Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. When most people think of the word leader, they see images of kings, presidents, CEOs, and other authoritative figures in the social system. They assume that if they don't have one of these leadership roles, they are followers by default. But what if I told you that you are a leader, regardless of which roles you play in your career, family, and social life? A leader in your own life. In this episode, I share some of my thoughts on how you can activate your inner leader by taking charge of your life and making empowering choices. How to be a leader in your life. When most people think of the word leader, they see images of kings, presidents, CEOs, and other authoritative figures in the social system. They assume that if they don't have one of these leadership roles, they are followers by default. But what if I told you that you are a leader, regardless of which roles you play in your career, family, and social life? A leader in your own life. As a female born and raised in a collectivistic culture, I grew up hearing subtle messages insinuating that women were essentially subordinates in our community. Traditional families expect girls to adhere to the rules and customs. These women are obliged to fulfill the duties of a daughter and then a wife once she is married. These expectations almost always stifle the growth of her individuality and personal expression. This was a way of life that remained unquestioned for centuries. Even in today's modern world, there are a significantly large percentage of chauvinistic societies that hold on to these customs as a way to control and manipulate women. In fact, I have witnessed it in my own backyard. Now, I'm in no way questioning the sanctity of these traditions. After all, everyone is free to live in whatever way that they deem right for them. What really bothers me about it is the detrimental impact these customs have on a woman's self-confidence and her chances of experiencing joy in her life. I believe that if any person is stripped of their right to express their potential and follow their dreams, they're reduced to being mere zombies. And this is why I believe that we should all strive to become leaders in our own life, so that we can become the most exalted version of ourselves. Assuming a leadership role in our life requires that we remain true to ourselves by staying in integrity with our vision, no matter how oppressive our circumstances get. We have one life to live, and it's our responsibility to make sure that it is exciting and meaningful as possible. Even if we aren't satisfied with the outcomes of our actions, we'll find it a lot easier to accept because we know that it's part of our learning process. We'll feel liberated simply knowing that the power to change direction lies in our own hands. You can tap into your inner leader by taking charge of your life and making empowering choices. Here are a few ways you can do that. Number one, have a clear vision for your life. As a leader, it's imperative to have a purpose for your life. Your vision will guide you towards making the right choices, and your purpose will give you the reason why it's important to chase that vision. Both go hand in hand and are equally important in inspiring you and giving your life a deeper meaning. Without a clear vision for your life, you could easily be manipulated by other people who'll try overlaying your plans with their agenda. Number 2, become solution-oriented. A true leader always acknowledges their role in creating the results that they experience in life. They don't waste their time on the blame game or indulging in victim mentality. They're quick to reorient themselves, finding a solution to the problem and taking the necessary steps for damage control before swiftly moving ahead. Number 3, manage your life responsibly. A true leader takes responsibility for every choice that he or she makes. Their decisions are made from a place of deep self-awareness and conscious intention. They are independent and seldom rely on others to meet their needs. And if they do form alliances with others, it's based on mutual respect and equality. Number 4, make your voice heard. It's important to have something that you stand for. Every leader has something that they passionately believe in, which they express in the world. Nowadays, it's easy to share your ideas with others. You can express them through event speeches or a YouTube channel. You can write books, start a blog. You can even start your own campaign. Finding an outlet will allow your creative juices to flow and provide a way to make a difference in the world. Number 5, get feedback from others. Becoming a leader in your life does not mean that you constantly shut yourself off from getting advice from others. It's important to maintain a sense of humility and openness when learning from others who have more experience and expertise than you do in certain topics. Without leadership qualities, we could float aimlessly in the ocean of life. When used with good intentions, our skills will act as the sails that we need to catch the winds of opportunities, taking us towards our vision in the distant horizon. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.